WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
So far, the 2011 hurricane season has been somewhat puzzling, with two storms that formed and fizzled. No one's complaining about the lack of hurricane threats, I'm sure. Any weather enthusiast worth their salt knows that the center of a hurricane is called the eye. The eye is a roughly circular area of comparatively light wind and fair weather found at the center of a tropical cyclone. Although the wind is calm at the axis of rotation, strong wind may extend well into the eye. There is little or no precipitation in the eye, and sometimes blue sky or stars can be seen. The eye is the region of lowest surface pressure and warmest temperatures aloft. The eye temperature may be 18 degrees Fahrenheit or more warmer than the surrounding environment at an altitude of 8 miles, but only 1 to 3 degrees Fahrenheit warmer at the surface. Eyes range in size from 5 miles to over 120 miles across, but most fall between about 20 and 40 miles in diameter. Surrounding the eye is the eye wall. This roughly circular ring of deep convection is the area of highest surface wind in the tropical cyclone. The eye is composed of air that is slowly sinking, and the eye wall has a net upward flow as a result of many moderate to occasionally strong updrafts and downdrafts. The eye's warm temperatures are due to compressional warming of the subsiding air. Most soundings taken within the eye show a low-level layer which is relatively moist with an inversion above. This suggests that the sinking in the eye typically does not reach the ocean surface, but instead only gets to within about 1 to 2 miles of the surface. Now, you may find it interesting to note that the exact mechanism by which the eye forms remains somewhat controversial. One proposal suggests that the eye forms as a result of the downward-directed pressure gradient associated with the weakening and radial spreading of the tangential wind field with height. Another hypothesis suggests that the eye is formed when latent heat release in the eye wall occurs, forcing subsidence in the storm center. It is possible that these hypotheses are not inconsistent with one another. In either case, as the air subsides or sinks, it is compressed and warms relative to the air at the same level outside the eye, and thereby becomes locally buoyant. This upward buoyancy approximately balances the downward-directed pressure gradient so that the actual subsidence is produced by a small residual force. As you can see, the center of a tropical system has a simple name, but a rather complex cause. You can get answers to your weather questions by dropping an email to question@weatherbrains.com.